Leffingwell gets the handoff across the 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, down to 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Charlie Leffingwell, touchdown Husky! And Michigan Tech opening up again the first quarter on Grand Valley State. They lead 20 to nothing with 8 seconds to go in quarter number one.
That's what you guys did. They opened up a can, a big can, too. Michigan Tech taking it to it. Grand Valley in that first quarter, first half, and hanging on for a big win, putting up 35 points. And the football Huskies now 6-0 on the season. Coach Curley, congratulations. You know, I know that was one of the games circled on the calendar. Having Grand Valley up here, potentially, while we were undefeated, we remain undefeated. And you said it after the game. There wasn't much more that could have gone right in that first quarter of play.
Well, wherever they sell those cans, Dirk, I'd like to buy another one. But it was a game where, you know, I thought we played extremely well. Our assistant coaches did it. I thought a great job of getting a game plan ready. And it was a day where, you know, everything worked. You know, you don't get a lot of those days. I think you need to enjoy them when they happen. And, you know, we had a couple breaks, but, you know, like I said, I think that first half, I don't remember us playing any better at any time since I've been here.
Did you think the double pass would work as well as it did that day?
It was set. We had it ready. We'd called the play before to get the ball on that hash, and really kind of got a fortunate break because we missed the edge player on the sweep, and Charlie made a guy miss and got the ball over to that hash, and we actually had a couple of plays that were set for that hash, and we chose that one, and then they executed it perfect.
Coach, you came out in that opening drive and threw the ball, I think, every down on that drive. Was it a game where you guys were using the pass to set up the run a little bit?
Well, we talked about that. We kind of put a challenge to Tyler that he was going to have to play well, so that all those calls were working. And, we gave him calls. You know, that first one, he threw it 7 times. I think they had, one incomplete, one sack, and they hit the other ones and it went down, and I think it did. I think that made a statement maybe that, hey, we will throw it against the coverage, and might have softened them or loosened them a little bit, because from then on in that first half we were able to run the ball quite effectively.
How important was it for him to hit those quick throws too, because they were bringing a lot of pressure and he was
right.
Able to get rid of the ball and it slowed him down a little bit on that pass rush.
Right. There was one where we went empty, 3-4 plays into the ball game, and we went empty, and they had a check for it where they were going to bring 6, and there was a free hat coming right up the A gap or right up the middle, and he saw it coming and hit a crossing route and hurt them a little bit, and it kind of, backed them off a little bit from their, full out zero coverage.
35-14, the final. Coach, you take advantage of Grand Valley's mistakes. Of course, the punt, the roughing the punter was obviously a huge one. Did you feel big plays would be the difference in this game?
Well, when we watched film all week, the thing that stood out is, and it's always been historically, their pressure package is such that they're gonna force you to make bad plays. But then you have to counterpunch and get some plays that are big plays. And we had 7 big plays. We count a pass play 25 yards or more and a run 15 yards or more as a big play. And we had, I think, 7 of them Saturday, and I don't think we've had more than 4 in any ball game yet this year.
How about the interception by Deshaun Nelson late in that first quarter? Sets up the team just short of midfield, and the very next play, Charlie Leffingwell takes it to the house. First time all year we've seen him be able to break one off and go the distance, and what a great run by him.
It was. I mean, and Deshaun, went over the top of a on a double coverage and got that pick, and then it was a one play drive. I think that was huge. At 14-0, and they've got the football. All right, they're behind, but here they come. Well, all of a sudden, we get the pick, and one play later, it's 21-0, and then all of a sudden, just kind of a little bit of difference of, wow, maybe this isn't our day, and they've had doubt me, hopefully climb into their head and that type of stuff.
when you look at the play of the defense, he held them to 14 points. Obviously, that was a big part of the game. Talk about some big-time defensive performances. Obviously, Deshaun Nelson's the GLIAC defensive player of the week this week, but some other guys that maybe stepped up in that game.
Well, you know, we had guys that, you know, Tanner Agin went down in the middle of that ball game, and James Jackson came in and played well. You know, the two ends, of course, Winkie and Cam Allen have played well all year. Evan Mayer came in and you know, gave us some pass rush and helped us there. That was huge. You know, Paul Coppola, Ben Talkin, you know, our play of the game was a play that on a fourth down and two where Ben Talkin made and you know, stopped them and, you know, turned the ball over for us. So we had a lot of people that played well.
How do you come off that big high on Saturday and get ready for another big game, even bigger, this coming Saturday?
Well, you just watch the film and you realize what's coming in here. You know, they're ranked, I don't know what, fifth, sixth. The one guy in the D2 said he's got them on his ballot as the number one team in the country right now, and deservedly so. I mean, I don't know if they've scored less than 40 points, and I don't think anybody's been within 20 of them until last week, and it was, what, 17 or something like that. So, you know, they're a very, very explosive ball team. You know, they've got a lot of talent, you know, very, very athletic, and, you know, they're the real deal, no question. But we're ready to play. I mean, we'll show up at 1 o'clock.
You're taking on a team that beat Ohio Dominican last week, and talk a little bit about some individuals on Ferris State, Coach, that our fans are going to really kind of have to keep an eye on. Vanderlaan back at quarterback, and
sure,
Brown.
He's the probably the, you know, prohibitive favorite, if you would, right now for the Harlan Hill. You know, he was just named Player of the Week for about the third time. I think he's been National Player of the Week once or twice. You know, and they've done a nice job with him this year. You know, he still runs, he still hurts you with his feet, but you know, they're better out on the edges. You know, the passing. You know, last year he was about a 50% passer. Now I think he's close to 70% completions. You know, he's thrown 20 touchdown passes with one interception. So, you know, that tells you that he's got weapons to go to. You know, they're by and large four wide outs, no tight end team, so they're going to spread the field on you, and then, of course, you know, do a great job of attacking your weakness. So, you know, defensively, you know, they've got a lot of junior college transfers that give them some athleticism. The end was an all-conference player a year ago that is a very good football player also.
Is there one part of the game, Coach, that you feel we need to shut down on them that will help us win, or is it just we just got to play solid all the way around?
I think you have to play solid. You cannot pick your poison. You know, we watched them attack Grand Valley, and you know, I got done watching the film, going, man, they could have scored 100 if they really, really wanted to. You know, I mean, they just, you know, had so many weapons and hit every area on the field, and you know, and got the ball to a lot of different people. I think they've got like, I don't know, six guys that have got, you know, catches over 30 yards. And, you know, and the running back, the freshman running back, has got, you know, 600 yards of rushing. So, you know, they're a handful.
Well, looking forward to the game. It should be a big crowd. Great weather forecast for Saturday, Coach. And home again, got to be good to be sleeping in the own beds for a while after being four of the first five on the road.
Well, let's get them all here. I mean, the more we can get yelling for us, the better we are. You know, I tried to sell tickets for $2. They wouldn't buy that, but you know, we're hoping. You know,
well, here's John D's
Friday night, so we're hoping that we get the whole, you know, kit and caboodle out there on Saturday yelling like heck for us.
John D's forecast right now, Coach. I know we're a ways away yet, but mostly sunny, high of 55.
I watch that thing every day, Dirk. you know, I
no
see
snow.
It, you know, I was hoping for 35 and wind, but we'll take 53 and sunny if it keeps everybody happy.
It'll be everybody's going to be happy. We can't wait. Congratulations on the big win this past weekend, and it gets even bigger this weekend. Huskies taking on Ferris State, both undefeated, both highly ranked in the nation, and our pregame will start at 11:30. Tune on in as you're making your way to the tailgate party. Coach, good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Coach Curley, man, that team is rocking right now. Get your tickets, 487-2073 for Michigan Tech football. We've got more Huskies Drive Time coming up with Wes Fromm in just a moment here.